May Bumps.
Cam FM.
But we are going to throw now to the river for the M5 race. Ben.
Yes, thanks, Tim. The minute cannon went off about 10 seconds ago, and I'll give you a very quick rundown of the race. At the top of the division, first and third, four. Then it's Jesus, four. Queens, four. King, three. Jesus, five. Corpus, three. Darwin, three. Pembroke, three. Claire, four, who are on for Spoons. Churchill, three. Hughes Hall, three. Emma, five. Emma, four. Homerton, three. And Cats, four. Pembroke, four. LMBC, four. And Cats, five, are the sandwich boat. Studio, I can hear you. Can you maybe sort that out? The race is about to start. I'm going to throw over to Ed.
Yes, and I am at first post corner, and here we are in a battle for Blade. So in this division, we are looking to bump up on Jesus 5 to get their Blade. Pembroke 3 are looking to get what I would coin as up 8 places on the week if they bump today. They'll be able to go sculling if they get 2 for that. And LMBC 4 at the back of the division hope their won't be thwarted by Pembroke 4 catching Cats 4 early on. Although they may go for an overbump on Homerton 3 if that happens. Anyway, the start cannon has now gone. So we have first and third 4 stroking down the river about a length and a half. So on station, that's the distance they start apart, ahead of Jesus 4. Queen's 4 behind that. Again on station, not a lot of early action at the head of this division. There hasn't been too much movement so far this week. So that's not entirely surprising. In fact, the only early move is coming from Corpus 3, looking for their Blades, looking to close down Jesus 5, already down to perhaps half a length, both boats in the middle of the river, looking to push hard. But I think the motivation's all with Corpus here. Jesus have nothing to fight for, nothing to prove. It's down to about a quarter of a length now. It looks like Corpus 3 will get their Blades. It also looks like Pembroke 3 will get their Blades to going up eight on the week. We have a bow ball level with the Jesus boat. Cox's hand about to go in the air. Surely, yes, it has. Corpus 3 get their Blades. And Pembroke 3 are also about to get their Blades with contact. Up 8 on the week. Superb job. Let's go over to Ben at Glassy.
Yes, thanks, Ed. I'd love to hear from some of the people in the Pembroke 3 crew. That's an astonishing achievement to have gone up 8 places, I believe. First and third now coming towards me. Behind them, Jesus 4. Jesus have really closed the gap now and are angling nicely, taking a slightly tighter line than first and third. First and third are round of the corner and are pushing off. Behind them, Queens and Kings pretty much on station. And yes, you're right, Jesus were bumped out. Ed, what's going on with you?
Ben? Corner, we have news of a bump. The children have bumped up on the way bridge. Behind them, I'm watching the two Emma crews. Then there's a gap. Homerton 3 have been bumped to Cats 4, which gives them 3 Spoons and gives LMBC 4 the entire of the river to chase down Pembroke 4 for their Blades, but it's down to half a length, so it doesn't look like he'll take that long. Back to you, Ben.
Ben. Well, first and third have just conceded. Jesus's bow ball was pretty much halfway up the first and third boat before the concession happened. But it's happened it has. Jesus 4 bump up on first, third, 4, leaving Queens 4, they've really increased a huge gap over Kings 3. No one else that I can see. So waiting for Claire 4 and Churchill 3. I think that may have... No, the next crew I can see is Hughes Hall. So that means that was a bump then. Churchill 3 appears to have bumped up on Claire 4. I'm going to throw over to Sienna, though, who's top of Flower Reach, to see what she can see.
Yes, well, it looks like Queens are rowing strongly as they pass the plough. Plenty of support for them round here. They're looking pretty smooth as they go past, so they're really holding off Kings, who remain approximately 3 or 4 boat lengths behind them as they pass the plough as well. Kings, technique-wise, they're catching very, very well. That means they're putting their Blades into the water quickly. And there's now a massive gap between them and Hughes Hall, who, as 6 boats have bumped out behind them. Ben, can you see anything happening around Grassy?
Yes, actually, Hughes Hall 3 have just gone. Hughes Hall 3 rowing very, very strongly. Nice, long, powerful strokes. Emma 5, who bumped their own crew. are going past, Emma 5 are going past, and Emma 4 behind them. Very unusual that a college's fifth crew is doing better in a bump than its fourth crew, but the fourth crew are not going to revenge. Now the big fight is the overlap that I can see between LMBC and Pembroke 4. That's going to be a bump. The Cox has to concede soon, but she hasn't. In fact, she's taken a very clever line, and LMBC are about to crash into the bank by the looks of things. This, stay with me, please. They are about to mount the bank. One side of the boat, crabs have been caught, and they've done it. Yes, they have crashed into the bank slightly. Yep, there they go. The cycle sort of almost taking the paddles of the blades there. Their bank party, the guy jumping, leaping from his cycle to push them back on course. Very, very almost. There was overlap. LMB had overlap on Pembroke. Cox, something happened to Cox. Yeah. The power balance in the boat. Either way, it was a dreadful, dreadful crash there. Sorry, LMBC, you're not going to catch Pembroke anytime soon. And just to let you know, the sandwich boat Cats M5 are rowing exceedingly slowly, and they're not going to catch anybody. I'd like to throw over to Jack now, though, at the top of the crew.
Yeah, sorry, Ben. We've just had a bit of a fight here at Longreach. Queens M4. Thanks, Ben. Yeah, Queens M4, as you said, opened up a large gap over Kings M3, but it's been reduced to about a boat and a half's length after the Queens, one of the Queens crew members got their caught a crab, it looked like, and they had a bit of difficulties trying to get their blade back. It was sort of twisted in front of them, and the towpath party were shouting to twist the blade and to get it back, and he looked to be struggling very much. He's got it back now, and Queens back into their rhythm. It looks like they will still row over, but there was a bit of panic there for a minute, particularly for their, I think it was their number 7, who was struggling to get it back. And then just rowing past me now, I think this is the Hughes Hall M3 boat. Yeah, the Hughes Hall M3 boat. They've got quite a bit of open water between them and Emma M5. Emma M5, probably about 3 boat lengths behind them. But then even further behind is Emma M4, surprisingly. You'd have thought that they would have caught them, but M4 are struggling. There's 4 or 5 boat lengths behind them, open water. And then coming into my eye line now, Pembroke M4, who seem to have evaded LMBC after that crash at the start. No sign of Cat M5 yet coming round Ditton. But LMBC looking strong. They're powering, trying to recover from their crash. Back to you, Ben. Have you got anything, any news on what happened back at Grassy?
Well, just a little bit. Yes, indeed. Just a bit of extra information. I was very, very harsh on Cat M5, the sandwich boat, complained that they were rowing too slowly. One of the reasons for that is that they're, and do correct me if I'm wrong, I think the number five in that crew, was rowing without a seat, which is pretty painful at the best of times. It was the number 7, I've just been told. The number 7 was rowing without a seat. That's why Cat M5 are rowing over. I'm going to ask Sienna in a minute to talk to the psychology of the rower, but before I do, I'm going to go back to the first post and ask Ed what's going on down there now that the crew... Now, the action's left first post. What's happening in the aftermath? Ed.
Well, I was in the centre of jubilant celebrations down here at first post because we had Corpus get their blades and we also had Pembroke 3 get their blades. They went into the bushes, got their foliage, and Corpus are sporting particularly fantastic foliage with branches on both shoulders of a lot of the rowers. Unfortunately, Pembroke would prefer to get back to the boathouse and start the celebration, so they've actually pushed away from the bank. I was going to talk to the Cox, but I did talk to her briefly, and she is understandably delighted by going up 8 places on the week's bench.
Yes, indeed. I can see her, actually, just going past me now. I'm delighted by Pembroke's flag. It's my favourite flag so far. It's kind of navy and light blue stripes with a red robin, I think. A robin? Possibly a robin in the middle. Very looking chuffed, absolutely as they should be. I mean, the boat's not balanced. Yeah. The blades are kind of all over the place, but doesn't matter because they've gone up an enormous number of places. Jack, can you see anything changed up with you on the reach?
Yeah, there's it's just been, I think, a boat go past chanting. I'm just going to confirm what happened to the Queen's M4 boat. It was actually the number two of the boat. And he got his blade... I don't know whether Sienna can shed any light on this. Obviously, I'm not a very experienced in this this area, but he seemed to have it stuck in front of him.
Sorry,
it was parallel with the boat.
What?
And it was right up around his head. It looked quite painful. And Sienna, I'd just like to ask you, you know, what do you do when panicking? There's people, the boat party were panicking, telling him to twist it, shouting frantically. He did manage to get it back. But what can you do when that happens?
Yes.
Can you just have to wait until you can get it back, or is there a particular technique?
There is a kind of technique to getting the crab out, but I mean when you're in the middle of a race, the boat is going so quickly, it's very very hard to retrieve the blade, and it must be absolutely mortifying for the person who's caught that crab because it really does stop the boat. I remember watching the boat race this year, and one of the people in the Cambridge crew caught a crab, and at that kind of rate, it's very hard to get it back. Over to Ben.
Thank you, Sienna. Well, that was nothing if not an eventful race. I'm going to give you a provisional rundown of the results, all to be confirmed, of course, a bit later. So it looks like Jesus 4 bumped first and third 4. So Jesus 4 will be the sandwich boat in the next division. Moving down the division, Queens 4 look like they row over. I think Kings 3 also rowed over. Jesus 5 were bumped by Corby 3, who got their blades. Well done to them. Darwin 3 bumped by the majestic Pembroke 3. Not only getting their blades, getting, I think, what we're calling it, Ed's Uber blades or something. They've got 8 places. Astonishingly good there for Pembroke 3. Clare 4 unfortunately get their spoons because they were bumped by Church 3. Beautiful 3 row over. Emma 5 row over. Emma 4 row over. Boston 3 also get their spoons. They were bumped by St. Cat's 4. Pembroke 4 row over because LMBC, having crashed spectacularly into the bank. I remember I mentioned that Grassy Corner is quite difficult if you're a new crew, a new fox, to steer around. They mounted the bank, and as a result, they rowed over. Cats M5, their number 7, of course, lost seat, and as a result, they rowed over.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance, and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
On air.
97.2.
Online.
CamFM.co.uk.
Right, so I'm glad to say I can now throw down to the Riverside, where we have Jack with the confirmed results from the M5 division. Jack, how's it looking?
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, the results for M5. It's actually got a bit cloudy down here. It might rain, weather terms first. But in terms of boats, first and thirds M4 were bumped down by Jesus M4 right at the top. Jesus M4 then rowing again in the M4 division, which is coming up very shortly. Queens M4 rowed over, Kings M3 rowed over as well. Jesus M5 were bumped by Corpus Christi M3, who got their blades. So congratulations to them. Darwin M3 bumped down by Pembroke M3, who also got their blades. I don't know what it is exactly, but they've gone up 8 places, Pembroke M3, over the course of the 3 or 4 days that we've been here. So it's some sort of super blade, I think. But Clare M4 were bumped down by Churchill M3. Clare, unfortunately, on for spoons. They've got the spoons. Hughes Hall M3 rode over, as did Emma M5 and Emma M4. Emma M4, interestingly, now below the M5 division. That might be quite awkward. Homerton M3, they got their spoons. They were bumped down by St. Cat's M4, so commiserations to them. Pembroke M4, LMBC M4 and Cat's M5 all rowed over. So far today has been a mixed bag of very jubilant boat crews rowing down with champagne, rowing down the river with champagne, and then at the opposite end of the spectrum there's been some who have rowed down looking quite dejected, having got their spoons.
EY have roles available in tax, corporate finance, assurance and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. EY, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.